This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a movie opening this weekend called Do It Like a Man. That's the English language title. In the original Spanish, it's Hazlo Como Hombre, a comedy about a guy who comes out as gay to his friends and family and how his best friend just can't quite wrap his brain around it. The movie set box office records when it was released in Mexico, which is due partly to the mechanics of how this film was made. Nicolas Lopez wrote, directed, and produced. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
What's it like waiting for this movie to open in the States after the success you had in Mexico?
It's crazy because it's a movie that nobody wanted to make.
Really?
But that has been the history of my life. Like, I always try to make things in a very different way, and people always get really, really scared. And then when they are a success, everybody's like, oh, yeah, we always knew that. It
I'll tell you what, this movie, while we're not going to give it away, does things in a very different way. You are Chilean.
Yes.
And yet you did this film in Mexico with Mexican actors. How come?
Yeah, it's even weirder than that. Like, I shot this movie in Chile with Mexican
actors. Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I brought everybody down to Chile.
Okay.
And we shot everything there, and we shot the movie really, really fast. Like, we made this movie for less than $1 million. Like, we made it for, like 800,000, something like that. So, and the thing is that because I created a system in Chile that we call Chilewood. And
Chilewood?
Yeah, it's really stupid.
So no, basically, man, it works, man. Branding
it works.
Is everything.
No. But the thing is that we make like 5 movies per year. So basically what I have is that I have everybody on staff. So like from my VP to everybody that does a post-production.
Yeah.
So we are forced to make movies.
Well, this is so interesting. So are you a filmmaker or are you an entrepreneur?
I think that I have always been an entrepreneur because like being a film director in Chile is like being an astronaut in Zimbabwe, you know? It's like something that doesn't make any sense at all whatsoever. That being said, I have produced more than 30 movies, and I also and what happened to me, like, it's really cool because I ended up making movies here in the U.S. where we did a movie 2 years ago called Knock Knock, starring Keanu Reeves, and we shot that whole movie in Chile. We shot Chile for L.A., and the movie went to Sundance, but then the movie was like dumped, you know, it was like a VOD release.
Straight to video.
Exactly.
Yep.
So it was like really frustrating. And then I was like, you know what? I need to make a really, really, really cheap movie. And I did a movie for less than $300,000 that was called Sin Filtro or No Filter. And that movie ended up grossing more than Star Wars in my country.
Wow.
And then I was like, you know what? Like, that's the way of making movies for the U.S.
Okay. So what are you going to do if this movie lands big in the U.S. and the major studios come to you and say, here's $100 million to make the next, you know, whatever it is. What are you going to do?
Say no, because like...
Really?
Yeah, because more money is more problems. And I think that that's the thing about what happens here a lot is that people love to talk about making movies, but they don't like making movies. You know? So and they love the whole part of like, oh, my agent and my whatever, and we're dealing with this. And
you know,
and
you're sitting in L.A., right? I mean, those
I know.
Kinds of people are like surrounding you.
I know. And it's all about like, oh, my lawyer, and I'm getting 2 or 5 points, you know? But at the end of the day, it's like people care more about, you know, like the contracts and everything than actually making the movies, because they know that if one movie hits, you know, they are rich. And what happens with me is that if one movie hits, it's amazing, but then I need to make another one and another one and another one and another one. It's like going to the gym. And right now what happened with Hazlo Como Hombre is that I'm getting our production company and everything with what happened in Mexico. Of course, we're getting way more money than if I were making like a big movie here in the U.S. Huh. To put things in context, we made 2.5 times more than Dunkirk in Mexico.
Wow.
You know? And 2 times more than Baby Driver. With a movie that cost $700,000.
So what's really funny is you say you don't want the $100 million budget, but you count those pennies, man, because you know exactly
for
how
sure.
much.
I'm a producer and I'm a director. No, I want to make movies for, like, I'm not being an artist at all. Like I want to make movies for a really for big audiences. But the thing is that I don't want to have to be involved in the whole process of not being my own boss.
Can we talk for a second about how Latinos are portrayed in your films? You were quoted, I guess, in the LA Times not too long ago. You want to show Latinos, quote, as normal people, not all poor and barefoot, and we don't know what Wi-Fi is.
Mm-hmm. And I said that like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Of course, the thing about Latinos, so, like, I realized that I was Latino when I came here. you know? Wow. Like, I was like, oh, so I'm a Latino. Oh, so what, do I have to be, like, eating tacos? Like, that's what, it's oh, like, okay, can somebody explain to me, like, what is being a Latino? Because I'm from Chile. I was raised watching, like, big Hollywood movies from the 80s, you know? Like, I was raised watching Ghostbusters and Back to the Future and The Terminator, and those were my movies. And every TV show that I watched were TV shows from the U.S., but I also have a huge influence from Spain, from Mexico. So when I got here, suddenly we're like, oh, people are trying to put me in a box because I was born in South America.
I wonder, you've alluded to this a little bit, how it's, you know, we in the States think Latino and it's everybody.
Of course.
South of the Rio Grande.
It's very different.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's actually, I mean, there's Chileans and there are Mexicans.
Yeah.
And the idea that there's a Spanish-speaking film industry is just a misnomer.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think that the best thing that could happen to us in a really weird way is Trump, because now we have a reason to hate somebody, you know, as a group. Because what happened before is that Argentinians didn't like Chileans didn't like Peruvians, Mexicans didn't like, you know, so we were very separated, you know,
yep.
So now we have a common enemy. And in a way, that's amazing. You see that people are watching more Mexican films in Mexico because that's also a reaction. And that's how suddenly we made a movie in Chile with Mexican actors that was released in Mexico. And now it's being released in the U.S. It's insane.
It's called Hazlo Como Hombre by Nicolas Lopez. Thank you so much.
Do it like an hombre. Thanks a lot.